Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I am a spiritual warrior, and I'm here on planet Earth today to start a spiritual revolution. So apparently you must be here too, because you have joined us and you're going to be part of this revolution. So, you know, I always like to open my show for prayer, because I believe in the energy of the higher beings that help bring this about and help make this happen. So let's do what we need to do in order to bring forth the higher beings that we need to be able to operate. So let's pray. Father, Mother God, we say thank you. We are so grateful today for all the divine love that you are sending to us. We thank you, God, for all of those special beings who are now tuning to the show, all those who are listening now, and all those who will be listening later on the archive show. We say thank you, because we know that everything is in divine purpose and divine reason, and everyone who is tuning in is divinely supposed to be where they need to be. And we say thank you, God, for bringing them this day. Thank you, God, for allowing them to. Thank you, God, for allowing them to be able to be with us this evening. We thank you. I give a special prayer for them to for just being able to make it today. I'm so grateful that they're able to come and to participate. And we know that all is well, and we know that divine love is much needed today. So we want a special prayer for those who are there who need that particular love to come into their life, because we all need love, and we it's a thriving thing that we need in order to survive. Love to humanity is like the air that we breathe. It is equally important. So we say thank you, God, for just allowing us to have divine love this day, knowing that it is all in divine order and that you are orchestrating and doing what you need to do, God. I say thank you. I invite in now all the ascended hosts, ascended masters who are in charge, who come in to work with us every week on this show, all those higher beings, all those archangels who come in, Saint Germain, Lord Michael, beloved Cosmic Christ, Divine Mother, Divine Director, all of those beings that come in, I invite you now to come and participate. I ask you, beloved, I am present, to remove me, my physical self, from this space and allow only the spiritual energy to flow through me. Allow me to be a vessel to be able to do the work that I need, that I have daily come to do. Allow me to be a vessel to be able to flow with the energy and the spiritual connection that comes. Use me in the way that you seem fit and deem in order to be able to bring a message that is for those who are in need of it today. I thank you, God, for just allowing me to be the vessel to bring forth this voice and to bring forth this energy. We thank you so gratefully. We are so grateful and so grateful, God. So in the name of the mighty I Am Present, I say thank you. And so it is. So welcome, beloved. Once again, I just like to thank you, all my old listeners, for coming back. I'd like to thank all the new listeners for joining us for the first time. And I truly do appreciate you. I am so grateful that you have taken time out of your busy schedule today and to visit the Holistic Ministry. I don't take it for granted, because I know that you could be doing something else. But you're here today with us to participate in the show. I am so grateful today, because I am broadcasting today from beloved, beautiful Sedona, Arizona, the home of the new capital of North America. And it is really, really mighty magnificent to be here. I'm right now looking out of my window at a beautiful Bell Vortex, one of the most powerful vortexes on the planet. And I am grateful that the Creator has allowed me to be here this day and to be into this energy and to be part energy. We say thank you, God, for allowing to. I'm just so grateful. I know when I first came to Sedona that I knew for a fact that I was on holy ground. There was just something special about being here in this particular place that was so dynamic and so important and so grateful. I knew that me personally, I'd been here before, and so I was back home. So we're going to be setting up base here in Sedona. This is going to be the home of the Holistic Ministry. And today is the first time that I broadcast live from Sedona, but this is the beginning of where we're going. And my plan is to be able to do this now from Sedona, maybe Sunday as often as I possibly can. Some days I may have to be in Scottsdale, but Sedona is the long-term plan, and my objective is to broadcast from now on, and also until we set up the physical location of the church that we need to bring forth. We know that everything is being orchestrated, you know, from the other side. We know that it's opening the door, and as we're speaking right now, things are being orchestrated and put in place. I know that it is, and I know that everything is working out for the highest good of this particular ministry. We have been formulating and putting the idea in now for a while, and we can begin to see a clear picture come into fruition. And it's great to see God working, and you may not always know how it's going to happen or what's going to happen, how it's going to come, but I can now see that I can have a clear picture, a clear vision of this ministry coming through now. I look out here at beautiful vortex and feeling the energy coming through the day. I know that this is definitely the divine place where I need to be in order to be doing the work that I need to do. So thank you, God, for allowing me to be here. I am so grateful for that. Now, all of you who have been listening to me for a while know that I always like to recap my program. Last week, we had a wonderful and marvelous show. We were talking about sowing and reaping. So now, all of you who did not just listen to that show, I'm telling you right now, go back and listen. It was dynamic and very. I got a lot of comments from it. A lot of people really showed. We really were happy about the show and that they really got us. So always the beautiful thing about all these shows, always archived. You last about 30 minutes sometime and the show comes on. So last week we learned that the human mind is much like a vegetable garden. That what you plant in it is what comes out of it, based on how carefully you do your gardening. You know, I shared with you that I grew up on a farm, and I'm just a country boy here. So I like to say I'm a country boy living in the city sometime. You know, because I did grow up on a farm, and it was one of the best times of my life. But really, in actuality, I had to look back. But you know, when it was coming up, it wasn't, because it was kind of rough. But hey, I learned a lot about planting gardens, and now I've been able to bring and understand and see the correlation between planting a garden and fertilizing your mind. All gardens need a right soil. They need the soil to be right. The ground has to be tilted, agitated, so that the seeds can go in. And the garden needs to have proper water. It has to have fertilizer, and it has to be plucked from the unnecessary weeds, and Mother Nature does the rest. The seeds have the DNA that has been formed inside of them, that they know their job is to grow and to become that which they are. By the way, that you have that, you have the DNA in you too to become great. So the human mind is planted with your thoughts, with your visions, what you hear, what you see is all part of the input that you allow into your mind. That's what you're planting into your mind. See, these things fortunately go into the conscious mind. And this is where the soil is. The conscious mind is where the soil lies, because when it goes into the conscious mind, see, the next step is that you fertilize those thoughts with your feelings and emotions. That gives power to what you're seeing, what you're hearing, and what you're thinking. When you add the thought to it, that is the fertilizer that makes the manifestation begin to take place. Okay? So, now, see, the conscious mind has the ability to analyze. It sees things, and it processes the things that are important, it downloads into your subconscious mind. See, it downloads into the subconscious mind after it has figured out what are the most powerful thoughts. Every thought don't make it into your subconscious mind. And thank God they don't. And thank God they don't happen instantaneously, too. Because some of the things we may think, we don't need it to happen right away. We thank God that the filter's there. And the subconscious mind is the filter that takes place in order for the manifestation to go. When it goes into the subconscious mind, that is when the manifestation to take place. You see, beloved one, when you plant corn in your garden, guess what? You get back what you put in the ground. If you plant tomatoes in your garden, you're going to get tomatoes back. You, regardless if you plant corn or tomatoes, you're not going to get back string beans, carrots, or any other vegetables. You're going to get the vegetable that you plant in the garden, and the seed has intelligence to be able to do that. Okay? Boy, it's not so profound that it can put the intelligence inside of a seed, and it can blossom, become something big and beautiful based on a little teeny seed. And guess what, beloved one? The power that you have is no compared to that seed. You are 100 times more powerful than that seed than the seed planted in the ground. So, now, with the human mind, when you plant fear, you plant hatred, you plant poverty, sickness, or any other negative energy in your conscious mind that gets into your subconscious mind, that too becomes part of who you are, and your subconscious mind will begin to act out those feelings of which you have planted in. So, the key is to plant in prosperity, wellness, happiness, and other positive thoughts that are important, the things that you really want to get back. Okay? You really want to plant those kind of thoughts in, because whatever you plant into your mind, beloved one, it is going to come back to you. So I cannot overemphasize how it is important to put the things you want. And don't focus on the things you don't want. Please. That is what is creating so much calamity, that we are, as a people, we are focusing on the things we don't want to show up in our lives, and we get them energy. We get, and when I remember when I say energy, that's the feeling that you give them. That's the feeling that you're giving those thoughts. And when you give those thoughts feelings, they are creating. Okay? So you want to plant in good thoughts, because there's a whole bunch of stuff in there you'd have planted from years and years back that are still coming up. So you want to replace that negative thinking and negative energy that was put in by you or someone else. You want to be able to plant in those good thoughts, okay? So it's important. So I'm not going to move on with the next topic for the day, but I want you to go back and listen to sowing. It's so, so important. It's so, so important that you to go do that. So let's get on with today's show, because when you talk about the word love, love is a powerful thing. I see people's faces light up when you talk about love. People have many expressions because it's a word that we have used so freely, they call love. And then I know there's hundreds of them, and maybe even thousands of you that's on the line right now that gets excited when you hear the word love, because you can identify to it in some way, form, or fashion. Okay, you, it's something that you just feel in yourself. You can see it, you can feel it, and know there's something that's there. So I want to, when I was talking about sharing this thing, I thought about in the church, there's so much, you hear the word love all the time, and you begin to wonder what's really, really going on with that. So I hope you do not mind that we are going to do a little sharing before, well, even if you do mind, that's okay too. But I am a minister, and so yes, I do believe in the Bible, and I do share spiritual texts. So this is what I do. Sometimes people say, man, are you teaching psychology? Are you a motivator? Are you a whatever? But hey, guys, I've got to put it all together. I am a minister, first of all, okay? But today's lesson is going to be taught from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is probably one of my most favorite verses in the Bible together also. I'm going to read that to you, and then I'm going to go back and break down each verse so you can understand exactly where we're coming from with this particular, because this is what the whole talk is going to be about today, 1 Corinthians 13. I speak in tongues of men and angels, but have not love. I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Let me read that again. I speak in the tongue, if I speak in the tongue of men or angels, but have not love, I am a noisy or clean symbol. If I have prophecy power and understand all the mysteries, all the knowledge, and have all the faith, and also have the ability to say to the mountain, remove yourself, but have not love, I have nothing. If I give away everything that I have, even sacrifice my body in tears and do whatever needs to do for the love, and I have no love, I gain nothing from it. If I give away everything that would be, and not have that love, that would be really nothing there without the power of love. So, and again, love does not insist on having its way. So if you think you love it, you got to have your way all the time, then you ain't loving, okay? You gain nothing. Love is kind. Love do not insist on its own. Love is patient. And love does not be envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on having its way. It is not irritable, resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It is not those things that that come to us in the state that we want to be. Love bears all things, hope all things, and endure all things. Love is the greatest power in the universe. So, let's just go back, and because that was a lot there, and I want to go back to you and sort of like explain to you each part of that, because that's the key. Because once, if you get this, you get it, and I really won't have to do it anymore, because this is the key. Okay. I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but have not love. I am a noisy gong or clanging cymbal. What it's saying here, beloved one, regardless of how much you claim that you are filled with the power of God, you know a lot of spiritual stuff, and you do not do anything about it, and you do not share love with your brothers and sisters, then it doesn't mean anything. Okay? Let me just get into it, because that's important. I speak in the tongue of men and angels, but have not of love. I am a noisy gong or clanging cymbal. And what it is saying, regardless of how much you claim you're filled with the power of God and you're spiritual, and you do not share love with your brothers and sisters, you are not doing anything. Okay? Now, the next verse was, if I have prophecy, power, and understanding of all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have faith so as to remove a mountain but not love, I am nothing. Let me read that again. If I have prophecy, power, all the knowledge, and I have faith as to remove a mountain, but have not love, I have nothing. So, what is saying here, beloved one? So, if you have spiritual ability to speak prophecy into another's life, and there's some of you out there that may have that power, and I've seen it demonstrated, to be able to do readings and things of that nature. But if you have that power to do that, and you are aware, and if you are aware of spiritual universal laws, and even have faith and belief in what you're saying, but you do not have love in your heart, you have nothing. You do have a talent. This is true. But if you don't have love, that doesn't mean anything. So all of you spiritual beings out there that, you know, profess and proclaim to be so intuitive, so conscious, so aware of being able to share what's going on in another person's life, when you prevent prophecy and you understand all the universal laws, and you have the faith to say and believe in what you're doing, but you are not sharing love, then you're just a toddling person. Okay? If you give away, next verse, if you give away all you have, and even if you deliver upon your body to be burned, but have not love, you gain nothing. Okay, what this is saying, beloved one, is that if you gave your very last penny and made your body a sacrifice, blood, sweat, and tears, you go work for somebody and you work yourself right into the bone, whatever you do, and whatever you do to try to make it better for them, and you do all these things, you don't have any more to give, you give all of yourself, and if you do all this, and you do not share your love, then you have nothing. And some people thinking that, hey, it is by my good works that makes a difference. But guess what? Your good works don't mean nothing if you're not sharing love. Okay, next verse. Love do not insist on its own. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or it is not rude. Let me read that to you again, beloved one. Love does not insist on its own. Love is patient. Love is kind. And love is not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. Beloved ones, if you believe in love and you are willing to give of yourself and you are willing to demonstrate your love, and you must be willing to give more than just lip service. You have to be willing to serve. You have to be willing to serve humanity at a level where you may have never even conceived before, because that is one of the reasons that you came here on planet Earth as well. We'll talk about that a little later. Okay, so hopefully you got that, beloved one. So if you are willing to share your love and give up your, and demonstrate, you must be willing to demonstrate it, and you must be able to do more than just give lip service to it. You got to be able to do it, okay? Next verse. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable, or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoice with the truth. If you share your love with others and you show flexibility, you can be constantly, you cannot be in a constant state of irritability and resentfulness. In other words, if you are constantly in conflict with the one that you love, then how are you loving them? That is not love, beloved one. That is not love. You cannot be in that state of being irritable all the time with the people that you claim that you love the most and people that are closer to you, but you're always fault-finding and having a problem with what's really going on with them. You have to be really to be able to do. So to have real love, you cannot be mean-spirited. You cannot be in a state of just being, you know, contagious or just being, track the evil ways and say that you love someone. You can't do it. It's untruthful, beloved. You can't do that, okay? So if you act mean-spirited to folks, then you need to recheck yourself and find out what's really going on with you. Because it ain't love. It may be something else, but it ain't love. Love bears all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. Love is the greatest power in the universe. Hey, beloved one. In other words, when you share true love, it should be unconditional. This is the love that God has for you and me. When you raise your spiritual consciousness where you can see God and others, that is when you will begin to experience true love. When you can look at your brothers and sisters and see the same God in them that's in you, that is when you will begin to really experience love. Unfortunately, you know, we put conditions on love a lot of times, what we call love. People have to act a certain way, do a certain thing, be a certain way in order for us to love them. That is not love, beloved ones. I don't know what you want to call it, but when you start conditioning people, you're doing a real service. Now, and this so-called, what we call intimate love, it seems to be such a challenge for most folks because it seems to have such a short lifespan in a lot of situations. Because, first of all, you're putting conditions on people that you want, they in order to love them, they have to do what you want to be. And when they show up any day, any different than where you thought they should be, and guess what? You may fall out of love. Although you claim that you are in love with them, you really not. When you put conditions on it and you get upset and you out of love, come on now. Let's think about that one. Does that really make sense? that could happen to you, okay? Love, you have to learn to be able to love and share love when everything else is going astray. You got to be consistent with your love, beloved one. It's just it. The spiritual law of attraction is very powerful. You know, whatever you set out from your consciousness, you will get back. And that is a fact. There is no, that's a universal a spiritual law. And just because you cannot see it with your naked eyes, in other words, it does not mean that that is not happening. See, because the things, the most powerful things in the world are the things you can't even see. Hey, stick your hand in a light, an electric plug, and see how powerful it is. You'll find out real quick that the things you don't see are powerful. So the laws, the universal laws that God has set up are very powerful, and the law of attraction, whatever you send out for your conscience, you will get back. So if you give love, beloved one, it's going to come back to you. Whether it comes back from the person you gave it to or not, you're going to give it back. See, beloved one, so regardless, if you're sitting there thinking that the person that you're giving all this love to is not loving you back, don't worry about it. Keep on loving anyway, because the universe is already setting it up for you. Somebody going to come and show you some love based on what you've already done. It's the law. I didn't write it. God made it, so hey, you have to be able to willing to do that. So don't worry about I'm not getting the love, not getting the affection back, I'm not getting the love back. It's gonna come back to you, beloved one. This is a fact. You will get what you put out. Even if it is not from the person that you want. So just keep on loving. Don't be beloved ones, don't be deceitful to other people about your love because you want to manipulate or control or go around telling people. You heard sometimes people, I love you. And a lot of people don't have no idea of what love is, but yet they keep saying, I love you. And you hear it all the time. It's come to be like one of those hip words to say, you know, I love you. And they ain't got a clue. So, you know, if you say I love you and you have that feel, that vibe, then that's great. But in other words, you know, be truthful. You ain't got to, just because someone said to you, I love you, and you ain't feeling that way, you don't have to respond back in the same manner. It's okay. Okay? You see, beloved one, like I said earlier, when you begin to see and feel God and others, you automatically will be able to love unconditional. That's where true love begins to formulate itself. When you are able to be able to see that other person in the same state as you are. For then you get to understand what's going on and understand for. That is where the love is really shown. And that is how God shows his love to you unconditionally. But if you have not been involved in sharing love, you're not going to get any love back, beloved one. Okay? So I'm just telling you, and even if you're at a state where you're with someone, you're around people, and you're not feeling that total emotion of love, that's okay, because it might not happen right then and there. But you know what you need to do? You need to at least practice acts of random kindness. Just because you don't love someone doesn't mean that you shouldn't be kind to them, and you shouldn't treat them in a kind and respectful manner. Be kind, respectful to all your brothers and sisters. Because guess what? That comes back too. So if you ain't at that state of love, that's okay. But at least you can do, you can be kind, you can be respectful, and you can treat people in that state of mind. So it is very, very important that you be able to do those things. Because that's going to make a difference. You know? So now I'm going to talk to you a little bit about, we talked about what love is and what it, what's the components of love and how you're beginning to understand love and beginning to understand that Recognizing the God inside of you is what helps you to be able to understand the God inside of another person. And there's no way that you can share love with another until you're able to recognize the love and the God that operates in your physical body. You see, God operates in your physical body. You, beloved ones, are that individual expression of God, and God is love. So, why do humans desire love so much? Why do we crave it so much? Everybody wants to be loved. You know what? And the strange thing, when a person has a situation, psychology-wise, or something happens, somebody do something kind of wild or weird or different, the psychologist first want to know, were they loved? What happened to you in your childhood? Did you show love? Did somebody mistreat him? Was he loved? And that was, so important to show love. They have proved the fact now that even babies in hospitals that are not held and not shown love and shown compassion are different in their whole healing process. There's a whole agencies now that go that you can just go to the hospital and hug babies who have been abandoned or hug or babies who have been left. If you really want to make a difference in life, go hug a baby. Go do something to make a difference in somebody's life, okay? Because that is bringing real love, okay? And it's pretty, God is all that love is. God, when you recognize God, you're recognizing love, because that is the purpose of love, is to recognize God. No, and I'm going to take the blame and put it where it really is. The organized religion has been really responsible for people having a lack of love, because they taught people to be separate from God. They taught that God was up in the sky somewhere, above approach, and so that separated you from God. You thought that you had to go look, close your eyes or go look up in the sky somewhere, because God was up there thousands of miles, not realizing that God was within you. And I'm not saying every church do that, but a lot of the churches do that. Some of them may have come more conscious of that, and they are beginning to speak more about the truth about that. So, and it can be very challenging to love people sometimes, every day. I understand that, especially even our own loved ones, the ones that are in our family, in our own setting, in our own environment, the people we see every day can be very challenging to love. But in order to be able to get to that next step, you have to be able to look into that individual's face and see the same God that's in you is in them. So, the church has come a long way, and I do, give credit to those who have opened up and begin to accept and beginning to bring forth and have a knowledge of teaching individuals that God, the Spirit of God, is within them. And it even goes deep, it goes really deep, beloved one. It just, your DNA, the structure of your spiritual body, is the same structure as God. So that is so important for you to understand, that your spiritual DNA is the same DNA. And we heard where sometimes people say God was made in the image. We were made in the image of God. Don't get it wrong now, okay? And we ain't talking about your looks. God didn't look like you. He looks like me. God, we're talking about the spiritual aspect of God that is important to bring this to the step. So, one of the first steps in having true love is truly realizing that you and God are one. If you can get that and you realize that you are not separate from God, then you will begin to have a better understanding and loving yourself. See, beloved, Jesus came 2,000 years ago, and one of his main purposes was to teach us that God was living inside of us. And that once you get to understand that God lives within your temple, and God is living within you, there's no way that you can possibly begin to dislike or hate yourself. And that is one of the reasons why there's so much self-hatred going on, when people not loving themselves, Because they have no idea who they are. They have no idea that they are divine beings. They are spiritual beings having a human experience. So they think that they are Tom, Joe, Blow, whoever, and that's what they are. But you are all filled with the Spirit of God. Then once you start understanding, because it is impossible for you to love anyone else when you cannot even love yourself. I'm sorry, Blue One. That is the key. If you can't love yourself, how are you going to love me? There is no way you can love me if you can't even love who you are. If you, you know, hate yourself and have hatred for, you go look in the mirror, oh, I'm this, I'm that, and you wake up every day seeing yourself being in a state of where you don't want to be, and you're really having bad feelings for yourself, then for you to ask you to be kind and be thoughtful and be loving to another human being, ludicrous. You will do it because, first of all, you don't even recognize loving your own self. So once you get to that consciousness where you understand that you and God are one, and you can look in, at that next person and see the same thing, then you begin to realize what that is. And you know what? One of the most beautiful things about this whole process, beloved one, you don't have to go out and search for God. You know, all you have to do is simply just close your eyes, look inside your being, and if you want to get a real, even do it, have, just go look in the mirror and look in, and deep into your eyes, and you will see God. God will be looking back at you. So it is really, really important that you recognize that God has given you that ability. And one of the things that has caused people to be astray is that they have been given free will, okay? And when you're given free will, beloved ones, people go all kinds of ways. And you may be saying, boy, that person may be a god or may be God in him, but he ain't acting that way today. Well, guess what? It's his free will that's causing him not to act that way. It ain't got nothing to do with God not being God and being of a higher state. It's that individual's free will that has taken him off into another dimension and causing him to act the way it is. You know, as an old preacher said, sometimes people acting like they're son of God, they're acting like they're a son of a gun. You know, they're totally different than what the son is. There's something different. Yeah, and this human being do that. But guess what? God loves you irregardless of how you are. If you, it's important for you to understand that God loves you irregardless of who you are. If you are a person on the street that's homeless or a person that has no financial means, don't have a home, don't have whatever, God loves you nonetheless. And you have just, and the only reason that you're going through that struggle, or those people are going through that struggle, is because they do not believe or understand yet their own individual power to be able to pull themselves up to the higher state of consciousness. Because once you wake up and realize that you are a son and daughter of God, and that you have the ability to be created, can turn your life around immediately. You don't have to wait for tomorrow. You don't have to wait for the next day. You can be turned around immediately once you accept and understand that your DNA and God is the same, and God has made you special, okay? And then you will start to love yourself. And once you start loving yourself, you'll be able to love others. Love will be contagious in your life. You'll be going around just being a love machine. You know, what's happened to that person? You know, he's just loving people, hugging people, sharing people, giving his last, doing everything, and just being in a whole state of difference once you recognize that the God is in you. And you know what? God needs you. God works through you to help to be more loving and help to for you to bring more love to the planet. Now, because if you were at that state of totally conscious and totally aware, there's a good possibility that you wouldn't even be here on planet Earth anymore, because you would have fulfilled your spiritual duty of what it is that you came here to do, and you're at that state of consciousness now where You don't need to be, you have no desire to be here anymore. You'll reach that state of awareness and you fulfill what you need to do. But you, if you are here and you're not, does that mean that you have work to be done and you must do it? Now, beloved ones, there are some highly elevated individuals on the planet. There are avatars here, and there's highly developed spiritual beings who are here to teach and directly fulfill the desires of the Supreme Being. They walk among us. They're here. So you don't know who may be that particular being that's coming into your life. So be kind, be gentle to all beings that show up in your life, because that could be, you don't know when you're coming into contact with an avatar or a highly being, direct being person. Man, they are walking among us. There are other Mother Teresa's still on the planet. And any of you who have not heard of Mother Teresa, I guess you just haven't been living under a rock, or you're just not conscious of who she was. Mother Teresa was one of those type of beings that lived on the planet, and she sacrificed herself to take care of children with AIDS. She fed millions of people and helped those people when they were down and in a state of condition. She showed true unconditional love. Now, that is the love of God. When we can get to the point where we can love at that level, then you're doing something special, beloved one. You are getting to an understanding of purely who you are, to be able to love unconditionally, to be able to give that love in the matter that you give it in. That is the key. And if you don't feel that way, then you should be feeling that way, that you want to be able to love at that level. Because that's where true love is. That should be your goal. That, hey, I want to be able to love at the level that a Mother Teresa loved at. You know, I want to be able to love at the level that a Gandhi loved at. I want to be able to love at the level that Amma loved at. So some of y'all didn't know who Amma is, the hugging yogi who brings about love. She can hug you, and you can feel her love for months and months and months and months. You know, some of you, you know, there are beings out there, and we all should be striving to the point where we are able to share God's unconditional love at that level. You know, it may not happen for you in this incarnation, and that's okay, but you should be designed for it to show up in that kind of way, okay? You should want it to show up that way. And I know that we all are working on different things, have different goals in our lives, and have different reasons why we're here on the planet, but that is one of the reasons why you're here, to be able to serve and to bring love. Now, I understand there are beings who are experiencing karma relationships. They are experiencing situations here where they come to work on things and to work through things, and I understand that. But the key of, as you work through your own personal deficiencies, that your highest state of your thing is to get through your deficiencies and then begin to serve humanity. Begin to give up of yourself. Begin to start some type of organization, some kind of way that you can go out and help those who are less fortunate. Because, beloved ones, there is no higher order than to serve the needy, to serve people who are in need to you. I didn't say that you have to become one of them in order to serve them, but I do tell you that you are here to serve, and you are here to demonstrate your unconditional love. That's why, beloved, Jesus came to teach you to love at the level where you can feel so deeply and so connected to other beings on the planet that you are willing to serve and bring love. Now, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing, beloved one, to get to that level where you can just allow that love to flow into you and be able to bring and be so connected to another soul, and or see someone on the street and go out and show them something, bring them a cup of water, do something, go to a nursing home, go somewhere and be loving and kind and thoughtful to someone. The world is lacking that. The chaos that we are seeing on the planet right now boils down to one word, two words, lack of love. Well, three words, lack of love. You know, because that is why we're seeing so much going on. If we were to take up the banner of becoming, if all the tomorrow said, I'm going to be loving, you know what? The whole planet would shift instantly because we would begin to go out and we would begin to serve and bring love to humanity. You know, we'll begin to do the things that we need to do from a higher state of consciousness. We'll begin to bring forth that energy, allow it to be, allow it to flow at the level that it's flowing in. Because that is the reason that we came here to serve, is to bring love. Love is so, so important. I cannot, tell you that in any way that when I read that love is the most powerful thing it is, well, love is the most powerful. There's nothing about it, beloved ones. If you go out and start sharing it, all kinds of good things are going to come to life. All kinds of wonderful things are going to come to life. And you're going to be so overwhelmed to the fact that you are in that state of consciousness where you're allowing love to show up, allowing love to break on you, to just to be able to spread that love. Do something that will help you to love. Start. Do something. Throw some in your life that will be able to bring forth that love and divine thing because it is so needed. It is not a family or situation out here today that your love would not be appreciated if you could just share. I mean, my God, see all the situations going on in the place. Is in trouble. The plague is a lot of people. And that's why I tell you that I am a spiritual and I am to start a spiritual revolution because I want to be able to bring more love to the planet. I want to be able to share more love with the planet. I want people to get out and be able to dim and be more and clean up. You know, hey, you get out and serve too. I want all of you to be able to, do that. Be more loving. You know, I mean, no reason for you to be hateful or be contagious to other people. No reason for, you know? I mean, I know that a lot of people have a lot of challenges in their life, but if you want to be able to make your life better, you have a normal life, do what? Go and get some love, and watch your life. If you think I'm telling you some tomorrow, go to a hospital, go somewhere and be kind to someone, go home, pain, say a prayer, go to something showing that you're showing love, and I guarantee you that your life will change getting started from that point, because love is so contagious that it will just begin to move up and take over life. So don't you want to be loving? Many of you talking about more love, and but guess what? Most of us have been looking for love in the wrong places. You know, looking for love to someone else, and someone else ain't loving us like we're a problem. Going around expecting to get love back the way that you give it from another individual anyway, because guess what? As I told you earlier, the universe is going to take care of that. You don't have to worry about being in that state of love you're going to give out. The universe can't hear God. So, beloved ones, share love. If you learn nothing else from today, is that you know, in order to change your life, to bring more love on the planet is a good thing. And we also have heavenly and above again with you about being able to understand that love starts with you. Now, I can't expect you to love me if you don't love you. You know, so in order to love me, you got to love you. And if you don't know who you are, how you going to love you? If you don't realize that you are the same essence and the individualized expression of God and that you are that same energy and that you were disconnected at some level. Now, you talking about sin? I don't really like using the word sin. I like using the word error because that is the biggest error that we made in humankind where man began to feel disconnected from their spiritual higher being. When you became disconnected from God, that is when you begin to go into that state of not knowing where it is that you're going or what it is that you're going to do, or how that you can feel connected. If you didn't feel connected with God, you don't feel connected with other people. So if you want to get reconnected to other beings on the planet, reconnect yourself with God. Just try it. See, I'm not telling you this stuff, I'm telling you this stuff because I know that this works. One of the things that I love about metaphysics and new thought teaching is because it can be tested. It can be proven. It makes you have to do the work. And that's why a lot of people have a problem with doing this kind of teaching and doing this kind of work, because you have to be able to willing to do the work, and you can't just assume anything. You have to give the effort and do the effort to make the work, make it work. But guess what? It will work. It can work, and it do work. Okay. So your assignment for this week is to go be more loving. Find somebody out there who needs a little love. Hey, find a clinic. Go look online, find a clinic where they want you to come in and just hold a baby for an hour. Just go hold a baby, hold someone, go to a nursing home, just give a little bit of yourself. You see a homeless person, you ain't necessarily got to give them money, but go to the, say, look here, brother, I'm not giving you money. You know what? If you're hungry, I'll go to the store and buy you some food. Or I'll go share a sandwich with you. I'll go get you a bottle. Find some kind of way that you can give love, because the more you give it, the more you're going to get it back. And the more it's going to come back. Yeah, that's the same as one person probably that don't know you, don't recognize you, and may not see you again in life, but that doesn't matter, because you are sowing a seed of love. And that seed is going to come back, press down, double, and good. And loving. So, beloved ones, let's be more loving to each other, because love does make the world go round. So each one of us has to take responsibility to bring that. Let's take the world back from the haters. Let's take the world back, because too much dark energy is going on the planet. We who understand love and understand life have to do more. You got to show up like you never shown up before. You have to be ready for this revolution. You have to be ready for this explosion to be able to bring love into the planet, to do this. Do it. Don't allow it. Just don't talk about it. Become a doer of the word. You know, it's easy to talk about how you like for it to be, but those who get up and go and do it is what makes a difference. And you, beloved ones, have the power to do that. You have the power to be able to make a difference. You have the power to change. God gave you that power. So if you claim you're loving God, then you will be going to and start serving your other spiritual God beings on the planet, giving of yourself. That's why you're here, beloved one. Yes, so you worked out your karma, you had your bad relationships, you had your bad mistakes, you had your bad fault, and guess what? Everybody had them. Everybody, we all been through karma experiences. So what? Okay, but now it's time to get on and get with the program of loving. That's the key to making the world a better place, is to be more loving. So, hey, go hug somebody tomorrow. Go hug somebody today. Go in the mirror. You know what? The best person to go hug. Go hug yourself. Go look in the mirror and say, you know what? I love you. You are such a magnificent a being, and I love you so much. You know? I think one of my things I do every morning, religiously, the first thing I do when I get up and go to the bathroom, even though my hair may be one way and my eyes may be half closed, I look in the mirror and say, God, I love you. God, I love you. Because I want that I am presence inside of me to recognize that I am one with it, and it is one with me, and that I am concerned about that. Because in order for me to go through my day and give love to someone else, if I ain't feeling it myself in the morning, then the possibility I may not share it the way the level that would be. So love starts in the morning, giving up and loving yourself and loving the God within you, recognizing the God within you. So I want to thank each and every one of you so gratefully for tuning in and being part of this show. I want you to go and spread the word for me. Let people know that the spiritual revolution has started, and that it is coming, and we're going to make this thing grow, and we're going to explode it and make it go to a level that, you know, people are just going to be talking about how much love and this wonderful ministry that's bringing more love and bringing more people together, and it's going to happen. And like I tell you before, we're going to be home base, going to be in Sedona, and that's where we're going to operate from. But we want to take this thing across the world because we know that love is needed, and that's the purpose that we did it, that we're here. And I personally feel that the divine purpose and what God wants me to do as an individual is to go out and share more love and bring more love. I don't know what your purpose is, and you got to find that out and figure it out for yourself. But I know as for me, I know it's about giving love and bringing love and sharing love and being more loving. You know, hey, we all can use more love and be more loving. You know, hey, I ain't perfect. There's times where I ain't sharing love and being loving myself, but hey, I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress, and after that, suggest that you work at it too. You become more loving every day and share your love with your family, with your friends. And yeah, so what? They don't do something you like every day. They make you angry. They make you mad. They make you upset, and they take you to another level. But hey, guess what? Jesus loves people that killed him. He said, I love you and forgive you. So what, you mean tell me you can't love your brother, your sister, because they did something wrong for you one day? Come on, give me a break, okay? Go out and start being lovers. We all are love here, okay? This is what the purpose of being here is, to be able to love. So thank you, beloved ones, for joining me. And I wish that each one of you will go to my website, okay? Go to my website, because I want you to leave me a message. Sometimes I'm speaking, I'm not sure what's affecting you or what's going on. If I don't get any feedback, I'm not quite sure what's going on. And it's when you're doing ministry this way, it's quite different. Yes, I am know that there's a lot of people. I get responses from people, friends and family tell me, hey, I enjoy the show, I like the show. But I like to get some feedback from you too. So go to the website. It's www.theholisticministry.com. Okay? And the holistic is spelled with an H, not a W. Okay? .com. Go to the contact section on the left-hand side of the page and leave me a message. Send me a message. Let me know that I'm not here just talking and blowing smoke and getting, no one is getting anything out of this, because that's not the purpose. You know, that's not the reason that I do this. I do it because I want to touch lives. I want to help change lives. And I think that that's what's happening. So I want you to do that. So please join next week, because we're going to have a most dynamic and exciting show. We're going to talk about angels. That's on the angels. Angels, the archangels, those things on the other side who are affecting your life every day and making life a whole lot better for you, even though you do not see them and know that they are there. They are there, and they are making changes, and they are bringing things in your life. And God knows, thank God for angels, because many of us would not make it through a day if you didn't work with your angels and realize that your angels were there with you and bringing forth love to you and bringing forth the energy and loving one. That's going to be a dynamic show. You need to know so you can learn how to work with your angels and have your angels to come in and work with you. So it's been a marvelous and great and beloved day, and I think my, like Les Brown said, it's been a pleasure to have had you here today and to be able to share with you. So we're going to close out with a prayer now. And so we say thank you, beloved I am present, for this day. And to be able to bring up that energy of the energy of the higher consciousness that lies in this beautiful place. And the world is, we know this is a special place, and we thank you, God, for allowing the holistic ministry to be here. And we thank you for allowing it to be grounded here. We know this is the place we need to be, so we say thank you, God. Open the doors, open up all the options, and remove all the blocks, all the divisions that would do anything other than allow ministry to come here to grow and blossom, to be more powerful, and to be able to bring change into the lives of those who listen. Change into the lives of those who come and work with ministry, and change to those who want to be part of it. So we say thank you, God, for allowing us to be in that. This week, they will give a special divine election and divine protection for all those beings out there, that you have a safe and divine week, that God will put the light of protection around each for you and allow you to walk in the aspect and walk in the power of love, that you will show love this week, and you will show unconditional love at a level that you never have before. So thank you, God, for all that is, and so it is to you all, beloved ones. Good night, and have a wonderful week. See you next week. Bye-bye.